Welcome to episode 491 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us make our world smaller and brings us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and George. We love a good Epcot festival. And you know what? I will attest to that. Even though this isn't about me, this is about Sandy. And this one is absolutely no exception. Now, it's in the eighth year. The Epcot International Festival of the Arts is one of Epcot's highly anticipated events. This year, the festival ran from January 12th to February 19th, and Sandy was there for a few days, and she's here to tell us all about it. So let's get started.
This is a short festival for Epcot.
I know.
Looking at those dates.
Yeah. I know, because they've been expanding, like, food and wine.
Food
festival
and wine
is really.
I mean,
long
it started
now.
Out that and, small, and now it's yeah. like 4 months.
Yeah, Flower and Garden. I mean, they kind of only have like a week in between the festivals, but this one's cool. I really like this one. I've done it a few times now, and I just think it's kind of such a cool time of the year to go down there, and I love it.
Yeah, I did it in January a couple of years ago, right after the parks opened up again. After the during the pandemic. So it's quite a bit different than it was the last time I was there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It was cool though. I went, so my friend and I went and we had 5 day park hoppers. So our plan was to eat at Epcot every day because they bring out some food booths. They don't have as many as like Food and Wine or Flower and Garden, but I still think there were 16 different food booths and some of the best deals for food are these food booths. So it was awesome. We ate there every single day. That was like our choice meals. And it was great. Really fun.
Well, I just love having those food booths there. I mean, it's a way to kind of go and do food and wine without, you know, all the crowds. Because I don't think many people go to the Festival of the Arts.
So we went in February towards the end. We were there from the 4th through the 8th. It's not like it was a holiday weekend. There was nothing really making it crowded. And it was also a Sunday through Thursday. So when I was coming into the festival that Thursday, which was our last day, and we were going to go to the airport that night, I did hear some cast members talking about how they were expecting it to be very crowded that weekend. And I think that's kind of like festival weekends in Epcot do get busy because a lot of locals who have annual passes will go on the weekends and it will tend to fill up the park. I think there might've been like a cheer event or something, but while we were there, it wasn't bad. You know, it was really quite nice. And like, when I talk about us eating there for the best, I mean, I had one of the booths had mussels and I got like a whole bowl of mussels for like $8. That was my dinner that night, you know, and like the lunch, there's like this one food booth that's called, I think it's called Pop Art, and it kind of plays off the Andy Warhol soup can theme. So you get a little can of tomato soup and you get like a half of a cream or a grilled cheese sandwich. And I got the fancy one with fried green tomato and pimento cheese. It was awesome. It's like $7, something like that. Short ribs. I mean, it was so much good stuff. I really, yeah, it was good. Very budget friendly. So we liked it.
Well, then you get to try a little bit here, a little bit there. You know, taste this. It helps. I mean, it expands your palate, and you don't have to spend a lot.
Yeah,
I just want to taste.
Yeah,
you know.
And if you're doing the dining plan, a lot of those are snack credits, so it's a really good use of a snack credit too. And then you get like all these different like beers and wines and ciders and all kinds of different stuff you can try. So that was really cool. They do something called Wonderful Walk of Color Cuisine. And so there's several different kiosks that have like one item at the kiosk that if you get a stamp, if you buy it and you fill like five of the six things, you get to go turn it in for a treat, which I think was a cookie, but I didn't finish it. So I'm not really sure what it was, but they have a lot of little stuff like that. That's kind of fun. They do scavenger hunts and things like that too. So
then of course there's also lots of art, you know, it is the festival of the arts.
Yeah. It's cool. They have like local artisans come in. Although I didn't see as much of that this time. I know in times past we've done stuff where we made like silk scarves with like prints on them and stuff. I didn't notice that. Most of the stuff I saw was mostly paintings and pictures. So, but the cool thing is if there's a like a Disney artist that you like or somebody that does like that kind of art, then a lot of times they will be there signing their art. So it's a really cool opportunity to, you know, meet them and talk to them and get your stuff signed.
I just love the sidewalk art. I think that's just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is cool too. And the first day we got there, it was raining. So I was like, man, we're not going to get to see it, you know, but it was like, so when you're walking into World Showcase from the center of the park, it kind of alternates which one, and they did draw more stuff while we were there. So the first day I was taking a video as I was walking past, and then the very last thing, I couldn't tell what it was because I was coming at it from the wrong end. But whenever I went around to the front of it, this is actually the picture I put on the podcast for this, but it was like a 3D chalk art that you could see from one side, but the other side, you couldn't tell what it was, you know? So it was really cool. It was called The Floor is Lava. So it was really cool. It's like, you know, like a floating living
room.
I did
see that picture that you did. That is neat.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really cool. Yeah.
So, the other thing is they also do a lot of music as well.
That's what I was just about to say. So
imagine that.
So this is, I feel like, they've got something really cool going on in their Germany pavilion because there is like a band that shows up for Food and Wine. They've been there the last 2 years and I follow them on Instagram now and they were amazing. And we just happened to catch the band that was in Germany when we were coming up to have our short ribs this time. And that band was amazing too. And it was a German band too. So I feel like there's also a really good band over in the Canadian Pavilion too. So like those little kiosks, or like the smaller stages, don't ignore those. If you are there at a time that the band is coming on in like 15 minutes or something, hang out, catch them because they're really good. I think they've done a really good job of bringing in that kind of entertainment. And then the main stage, which is the American Pavilion, has they do a couple things. So they do the Animation Academy. I don't know if you guys remember. They used to have this over in Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. And now I guess they still do it in Animal Kingdom. I didn't go over to that area. But if you take the train for Rafiki's Watch or whatever, they were doing that over there for a while. Maybe they still are. I didn't go over there. But they do that now in this festival. They were doing it in the American Pavilion during the day. So you could go and get like the drawing stuff and then you could sit and then they put the artist up on the stage and there's a big screen and they teach you how to draw some of the animation, which is pretty cool. I think it'd be really cool for kids who are into art. But then in the evening, they bring in the Broadway performers and that was so cool. We had, so we were there for four nights. The last day we were there, we left early and we didn't get to see any of the show. But in those four nights, we saw two different performances. So one of them was the original Mary Poppins on Broadway. And she was performing with the gentleman who's been Mufasa on Broadway on The Lion King for like the last 9 years. And he's been with the Broadway cast of The Lion King for like, I don't even know, like 20 years or something, in different roles. So they were amazing. And they don't just sing the songs from their shows. They sing other stuff too. And then The second show I saw was the lady who plays Nala on, well, she was on Broadway and then she's done it with the traveling cast too. And then the guy was from Tarzan on Broadway, which I didn't realize that Tarzan was on Broadway. But
yeah, I don't remember hearing that either.
Yeah, but he was amazing too. He was a really good singer. And they, yeah, they all, both of those shows happened to end with a number from the Greatest Showman, even with two different numbers. And so that was really awesome. It was just really cool. The Mary Poppins one, I actually saw that one twice. And she was singing Supercalifragilistic. And then there's a part in the show where she does like he spells it out and she's doing hand signals for all of it. And there were these kids in the front row. They were probably like high school students who stood up and were doing the whole thing with her. And you could tell she was just like so happy shocked about it, you know, that it was just like, it was really cool. I mean, if you are a Broadway geek or if you love theater, this is, it's gonna, yeah, you're gonna love it. It's just awesome. And it's included in the price of admission. You just go and you sit and you watch this amazing show. So that was like a big highlight for me. I really, really love that. Yeah. Yep. So you guys got other questions about the festival? All the things I did. Basically, I ate and drank.
So, yes, there was definitely the art festival going on at Epcot. Was there anything else going on at any of the other parks while you were there?
I don't know. I didn't get it. I'm just kidding. So, the friend that I go with for this kind of trip is not a... She doesn't like big rides and stuff. So, this was a... you know, take our time, do the shows kind of trip. So we, like when we went to Magic Kingdom, we did the People Mover, we did Hall of Presidents, you know, the one that's like the rotating theater, Carousel of Progress, just like the really chill stuff that your kids don't always want to do. But like for us, it was great because it wasn't big lines and stuff. We didn't spend a lot of time.
Did you get to ride Tron, the new ride?
No, I didn't even try because honestly, I did have ridden it, and because my friend wouldn't ride it, I didn't feel like going through the virtual queue nonsense. The virtual queues stress me out. So it just kinda,
I agree.
Yeah, it's stressful. And now that you don't have to reserve your parks, I just feel like there's more people trying to get them. So yeah, I kind of feel like. Those are kind of, yeah. So we did, and we only spent a half a day at Animal Kingdom. We just went and did the safari and we did the bird show and did all the walkthrough things. And then we went to Epcot and ate because it's like Epcot every day, Epcot. Yeah. Hollywood Studios was great. We kind of, you know, started in Galaxy's Edge and we did some Toy Story Land and we did Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway because we weren't really focused on the rides. We didn't buy Genie Plus. So we did wait like an hour for a couple of rides. But we just didn't really care about maximizing our time. We were okay to do that for like one ride. We didn't.
That is actually one of the for January, February, that time of year, usually, I mean, an hour is a long time. Most rides are, you know, 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, they weren't even like really, well, Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railway was an hour. But the other stuff was quick because we got there so early. So we didn't wait a long time for the other stuff we did. We waited almost an hour, I think, for Pirates of the Caribbean. We only really did that for one ride per, and we waited about an hour for the safari. But the safari ended up being really good because we were there at just the right time of morning where all the animals were very active. And we were on this, the car we were in had a lot of people who'd never done it before. So it was kind of fun being with people who were like so amazed at everything. Even like the upside down tree, they're like, wow, look at that. You know, I'm like, okay, yeah, it's a tree, you know. So that was kind of cool. I mean, that was nice to... you know, be with people who were excited and not grumpy, you know, so that was fun. But one thing I usually do when I go to Disney, which I didn't do this time, was get the Memory Maker. And if you have the Memory Maker and you're there for Festival of the Arts, it's really cool because they have these huge like photo op cutouts where you basically step into the art. So there's one that's like the Scream, and there's one that's like George Washington crossing the
Delaware.
Delaware. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that. So there's a lot of really cool stuff that is just kind of fun. And then I hadn't been there since they took down some of those construction walls in Epcot. So that was cool. Although that whole area behind behind Spaceship Earth that they took out the fountain and they've been redoing that for so long. I mean, it's kind of just like seating. You know, I mean, it's I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know if it's like a dual space or something. There was nothing going on the whole time we were there in that space. There may have been a character meet and greet at one point, but there's like one side, there's a lot of seating that looked like it had plugs and stuff so you could charge stuff up. But nothing really, like not any kind of attraction stuff there. There is a new statue of Walt Disney and you can sit by him and get your picture taken. So that's kind of cool. And then the Moana Journey of Water feature is open now, which I actually really liked. We walked through that twice and it was kind of cool. Very big hit with the children. So I could see it being, in fact, I remember thinking like my nephew would love this. I have a nephew who's on the spectrum and the thought of taking him to Disney is a little bit overwhelming, but that area, as long as we have somebody at each exit, so he can't escape us. But I think he would probably stay there the whole day. Like it was awesome. There's parts where there's like water falling and you can put your hand under it and it makes different noises like chimes and stuff. And there's one part where if you raise your hands in the air, the water will like fly up in the air. But if you have everybody standing in a row doing it at the same time, like it really flies up in the air. So, so it's just a really cool area. It's all about the water cycle. So, you know, Epcot's trying to teach you a little something.
How do you get, can you get really wet?
You can if you want to. Yeah, there's like...
Okay, so it would be a good place to cool off.
Oh, yeah.
On a really hot, you know...
Definitely.
Central Florida day.
Yeah, but like we were there in February, it wasn't super cold, but and so you didn't have to get really wet. You know, you could kind of...
Yeah, like, you don't want to get cold in February.
Kids are going to want to do it. But then sure. We went back over. We went over to the Imagination Pavilion, which I don't do every time. But we went over there because Figment is kind of like the, you know, the mascot of this festival. And we went to the show that has the shorts. And it when you exit, it comes out to where the dancing fountains are. And those dancing fountains are still over there. And when my kids were little, that was like a really good place that we would take them. Like if somebody was going to ride something big and they couldn't ride it, one of us would go over there and let them just play in those fountains. So that is still there, which is nice to see. So you've got two options if you want the water play stuff. So, oh, another thing that was new that I had not seen yet was the new nighttime show there. And that's kind of all I want to say about that.
Well.
I really liked Harmonious. I understand why they, I don't know. I mean, okay, so apparently... They thought like the big barges that were stuck out there all the time were an eyesore and they couldn't bring them in every night. So they were stuck out there all the time. And there was an issue about having to be kind of in the right spot to really get the full effect of the show. But I loved that show. And when I took my kids to that show, I had like a bunch of teenagers with me and it was like their whole childhood in a show and they were all singing and they loved it. And I just don't think anyone was overwhelmed by this new show. It's just kind of meh. It's almost like they have been trying to bring World of Color to the East Coast and they can't get it right. You know, like they tried it with Rivers of Light in Animal Kingdom and that didn't stick around. And now harmonious, you know. I mean, I guess they're not going to, you know, drain the World Showcase Lagoon. And
that would be a lot of water to move.
Yep.
Yeah, but, yeah. So
you
we'll
know what
see.
They need in World Showcase is a world of color.
Yeah, I know. It would be really cool if that's what.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they just need to do it. You know, like, I don't know. All the money they've spent on these other two shows could have just done it right the first time. No, just kidding. Just kidding, Disney. I love you. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't know. I haven't really heard. Well, maybe I just haven't paid attention to how long they think this show will last, but hopefully it's not their permanent solution to replace Illuminations, because, yeah, it was underwhelming.
No, I've heard it's a very temporary between whatever they have now and or whatever they're coming up with.
Okay.
So.
Well, and you know, Harmonious, when I was there, not last summer, but the summer before, well, maybe it was last summer. I don't know. They had like all, they had a stage set up and we couldn't figure out why there was a stage set up right when you walked into World Showcase. And it was all covered up and you couldn't see the lagoon from that entrance. And it was because they were doing a live show. They had Idina Menzel there. They had like live performers doing all the songs for Harmonious. And it was on Disney Plus for like a minute. And now it's gone. Huh. Yeah. I know. I was so sad when because I watched it when I got home. I was like, oh, this is what they were doing while we were there. And then when I went to watch it again to look for it, it was gone. So I wish they'd bring it back. At least on Disney Plus. I mean, come on. But yeah.
Anything else you want to add, Sandy?
No, that was it. I mean, it's a big favorite of mine. I love this festival, but I really also love the other festivals too. So
you like them all.
I know. Like Epcot every day. Yeah.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we'd love to hear from you. So, on behalf of Sandy, George, and myself, Donna, thank you very much for joining us this week. Gotta fly.